Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the wake-up call.
Gavin's phone scams are every morning at 6:10 and 8:10. And if you've missed any of Gavin's phone scams, you can get them on the radio.com app. Just search the wake up call. What do you got today?
We're phone scamming Katie. And I just want to point this one out that this is a pretty rotten one.
Oh.
And I do feel badly about this because I'm calling her to tell her that her elementary school aged son is getting suspended for bringing drug paraphernalia to school.
Oh my gosh.
But this idea was her husband John's. He's the one in charge. He emailed me. So I'm just saying, he's the bad guy.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake up call.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Katie.
This is her. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Katie. This is Sid. I'm one of the secretaries down here at Tree, how you doing today?
Oh, hi. I'm fine.
Good.
Is everything okay?
No, yeah. Everything's fine. We do have Siler here in the office, and we just wanted to let you know that you have to come and get him because he is being suspended.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we found him with drug paraphernalia in school, and
what?
And that just doesn't fly. So I'm calling on behalf of the principal to let you know that this is the situation. We need you to come pick him up.
Okay. Whoa. Drug paraphernalia?
Yes.
My son barely knows what drugs are. Like, what are you talking about? There must be some mistake because there's no way that my son had drug paraphernalia.
No, we actually still have it here in the office.
Have what? What are you talking about?
It's a spoon. We caught him with a spoon, which is what heroin addicts use to cook their heroin. So we're a zero tolerance school.
Spoon? This is what you're talking. You're suspending him for having a spoon.
That is correct. Yeah.
I put a spoon in his lunchbox for his applesauce.
Is he outside.
Okay? He must be terrified.
He's fine. We haven't told him specifically why he's in trouble yet. But he
shouldn't be in trouble. This is crazy. He has a spoon for applesauce to eat his lunch like a child.
Right.
How are you saying a spoon is drug paraphernalia?
Because that's what I said earlier, spoons are also used by heroin addicts to cook their heroin. It's drug paraphernalia.
Wait, you think that a 10-year-old child is cooking heroin in your elementary school?
I mean, it's a crazy time now. He's not
even allowed to go to the bathroom by himself. How is he cooking heroin?
We are a zero-tolerance school. I mean, the same thing applies for kids that come in here with tinfoil, which is another drug paraphernalia thing. Anybody who comes in with glow sticks or lollipops.
Crazy.
Pacifiers are a big thing
if
now.
If those things are banned, then you should have sent notes home to the parents to say, don't bring that. But it's absolutely absurd.
All of this was mentioned in the student handbook that he was supposed to give you at the beginning of the year. Did you read it?
I did not read anything about spoons being banned.
It's all listed in the drug paraphernalia section. So did you read that?
This is crazy. An elementary school handbook shouldn't have a drug paraphernalia section. They're children.
This is what we can do in the meantime. We haven't told him about any of this, but here's what we can do in the meantime. Just give him plastic spoons because heroin addicts can't use plastic spoons. They melt.
Oh, my God. If he needs to take a plastic spoon to school, that's fine. But I need to know about that, and he doesn't need to be pulled into the principal's office, and you call me and tell me you're suspending him because he's trying to eat his lunch.
Or cook heroin. We don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I don't know what your problem is specifically, but I'm going to find out. I need to know your name, and I'm coming down there right now.
My name is actually Gavin, and you're on the wake-up call right now on a phone scam. None of this is real. This is 106.5 The End. None of this is real. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. And this is a really good opportunity to point out that your husband, John, is the one who came up with this idea and emailed me.
What?
This was not my idea. This was his idea.
Okay. Let me tell you how lucky you are, because I'm going to kill him. Do you understand? Like, my heart is, like, beating out of my chest.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.